on a scheme to replace older teaching staff with newly qualified teachers. John O'Dowd, he aimed to encourage up to 500 teachers over the age of 55 to retire with full access to their full pension. But that didn't come to pass. So we had an election. Of course, we have a new minister now. And the plan is, I think, to spend 8 million of that 33 in the next year replacing older teaching staff with newly qualified teachers. But the emphasis is on newly qualified. Let me speak to the Education Minister, Peter Weir. Minister, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
This is it a diluted version of what John O'Dowd was imposing, or is it just John O'Dowd's initiative over 2 years?
Well, it's effectively, I suppose, well, it's not quite John's initiative in that regard, in that the qualifying period previously under John's was a 3 year period. It was restricted to teachers in the first 3 years. That's been able to be widened out to a 5 year qualification period. But in terms of the numbers who will be available of this, the numbers will pretty much be the same. Because of the delay, we're not able to, schools wouldn't be in a position to process the numbers within 2016-17. So the aim is to get probably about 120 posts in 16-17 with an 8 million price tag, but then probably have the remainder in 17-18.
So some older teachers will be wondering, my goodness, will they still continue it in 17-18? Are there really going to be 500 older teachers getting out, or should they all rush now to volunteer for the
no,
package?
No, I mean, in terms of the package on that basis, I think there's roughly about 1,700 or 1,800 teachers who would fit into the age categories. I mean, we're seeking expressions of interest will be sought. That will also then need to be agreed by the school in question. So it's up to that number of a maximum. But I mean, it's tended to be whenever there has been any level of package for people to leave early, those have tended to be fairly popular in the past. So I think we probably anticipate getting the numbers.
So how will you decide which ones get to go? You have 120 who are allowed to go. If 300 come forward, how do you whittle them down?
Well, from that point of view, it's the scheme itself. I mean, in terms of detail of the scheme, it was agreed yesterday, the bones of it within the executive. The scheme itself will not launch until September, so you'll have all the details at that stage within that bit. But it's probably going to be a question of timing on that basis. And don't forget, it's also going to be the basis that a school will sign off on those teachers going. So a school may take a view that they get, say, four or five of their teachers applying. They may only want to let one or two of them go. And some of that will be subject-driven, as where they see sort of the potential gaps that are in there. But there's an opportunity for some of the older teachers to leave with the package. There's also then the opportunity then for some newer teachers to be able to obtain employment. And it therefore is an opportunity to, I suppose, reinvigorate and rejuvenate the workforce.
So will these teachers, the older teachers, be leaving in year next year?
Well, on the basis of if for those who potentially could be there in 16-17, that ultimately could be in year. The timing, if you're looking to replace a teacher, you've got a relatively, it can be a sort of a lengthy process, because it's a condition that for somebody to leave, they have to go through their processes, but then the school also then has to be bringing in somebody to replace them, so there isn't a gap in that regard. So that will take a certain level of time on that basis. The exact phasing will just depend upon precisely what happens with the scheme. And from that point of view, there's a degree of estimate of the 120 that will be in year. I suspect this will be spread over the period towards the end of 16-17 and then well into 17-18. I suspect that probably the biggest single tranche of teachers, the replacement, will effectively be from the 1st of September 2017.
Okay. Looking at it from the younger teacher's perspective now, Minister, very unfair to someone who qualified in 2010, 2011, or indeed before that.
I understand that the concerns that are out there. The scheme itself is being funded by the Public Sector Transformation Fund. To be able to be funded, to be eligible for funding from that, so it doesn't cost directly the education budget, the scheme itself has to show savings over the period of time that can match the initial investment. Now, whenever you get in more newly qualified teachers, they are able to make a difference to the school budget in terms of reduced fee and therefore create public savings. Unfortunately, if we simply had the thing open-ended, the savings wouldn't be made. The fund, therefore, wouldn't be available on that basis, and we wouldn't be in a position effectively to go ahead with the scheme. So those are restrictions. I understand that for a lot of teachers who fall below the level of, or are beyond the level of effectively the 5 year period, that there will be a sense of frustration and maybe a little bit of anger that's out there on that basis. But unfortunately, there is no other option from the point of view in terms of funding. It's really, if you like, this, which we've been able to stretch it a bit, or alternatively, there isn't really a doable sort of scheme otherwise.
We wouldn't have this problem, of course, if we stopped training so many teachers.
Well, there's a wider strategic issue which I think the executive needs to take forward, and on that basis, and I completely agree with you that there is an issue there, and that teacher training actually lies outside the Department of Education on that basis. But even if we took a decision tomorrow which impacted then on the numbers moving ahead, that still isn't helping the many teachers that are out there who are currently unemployed. This is at least to some degree of action to be able to assist at least newly qualified teachers, which can then kick in some within the next year and the following year. You know, so simply because we haven't got a longer-term solution doesn't mean at least in the short term we can't take some degree of actions to be able to assist people.
So you do feel we are training too many teachers?
Well, I'm not going to take necessarily a particular view on how many we should be training in that regard, but there's clearly an issue. I mean, we do have quite a lot of unemployed teachers, many of whom are seeking permanent positions on it. So that is a problem we do need to tackle, and we need to actually do it in a strategic manner. And I think part of that looking ahead is we need to scope out what is needed in terms of the number of teachers coming through the profession, those who are getting trained, you know, at present and in the future in terms of that. You know, I acknowledge that is an issue. I'm not just going to give a knee-jerk answer to, you know, what the best solution for that is, but it's something the executive as a whole will need to look at in the years to come.
Okay, Peter Weir, Education Minister, thanks very much for your time, Minister.